Good morning. I'm very pleased to talk with you this morning about why the March for Marriage Equality, which this church will be participating in next month, is so important to me. As a gay man, I certainly have a vested interest in whether or not the state of Washington recognizes the relationship between myself and my spouse of almost 16 years as a legal marriage. We've both taken great comfort in the fact that we currently have a legal recognition of our relationship through Washington's domestic partner program. However, I have never been quite comfortable with the words everything but marriage, which were frequently used a few years ago when the push was made for legalizing domestic partnerships. I suppose for me it's a blatant reminder that the state recognizes our relationship, but in doing so gives us a big asterisk. Sure, we're in a legally recognized relationship, but we're recognized as domestic partners. And I didn't write this down, but and when I think of a partner, I think of somebody I had in art class when I was in school, not somebody I'm married to. So, but either way, domestic partners, life partners, whatever, it seems like it's something that could be interpreted as a second-class marriage. However, I'm a grown-up, and I've long ago given up on letting the state tell me what kind of relationship I am in. As far as I'm concerned, I'm married to the greatest husband in the world, and no statesman or stateswoman can tell me otherwise. Yesterday, I read an article which stated that the Washington State Legislature is two votes shy of the needed majority to legalize marriages for same-sex couples. It excites me to see this amazing turn of events in our state because I know this is an issue which reaches far beyond my marriage to Corey. While this is a very important issue for our generation, I can't help but feel so excited for the next generation of gay Washingtonians. We are going to have a generation of young men and women who will grow up in a state that, for them, didn't commit legal discrimination of their relationships. It makes me think of that small adolescent growing up in a rural community, having to face family and friends who tell him or her that being gay is wrong when everything inside of this child says otherwise. Finally, that adolescent will know that they have allies in this state and they have a life of marriage to look forward to. So while I'll be marching for Corey and I next month, I'll be more importantly marching for that gay youth who is struggling to find their place in a world that wants them to be straight. Thank you.